presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. When we left Jungle Jim Bradley and Shanghai Lil last week, you will remember that they had just landed in the jungle near Bhutan's camp after jumping with parachutes from their falling plane. Shortly after landing, they saw a native approaching in the darkness and captured him, only to find to their surprise that it was Kolo, who had just escaped from Bhutan's camp. Meanwhile, back at Bhutan's headquarters, Myra Trent and Peter Hawkins were once again prisoners following their attempted escape. However, the camp was in wild disorder due to the fact that the British plane bearing Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil had been heard directly overhead. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Kolo are hidden in the jungle near Bhutan's camp. It is morning.
Kolo!
Yes, it's one.
Get these parachutes folded.
Yes, it's one, Jim.
We better make sure that they're well hidden, too, Jim.
I suppose so, Lil, but Bhutan's men are bound to find a wrecked plane.
Sure, but we want them to think that I was alone, and I'd just as soon they believed I came down with a plane. I may have to act as though I'd been injured and was out of my head.
Lil, I've been thinking over your plan to go into Bhutan's camp. I don't like it.
No?
I think I've got another idea that may work.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you in a minute. But first, I want to talk to Kolo. Kolo!
Yes, it's one, Jim.
Kolo, we want some information. You've told us that Peter Hawkins is being held a prisoner by Bhutan. How many others are in the camp?
Missy Trent and Tiger Claw men.
And Myra Trent, of course. We saw her standing up on the rocks when we were ambushed in the past.
Well, you didn't tell me that, Jim.
No, I'd forgotten, Lil. While we were being ambushed, I discovered her watching from above. That's how Peter Hawkins and I became separated. He made his way up to us. We thought perhaps she could help.
Bhutan catch in pass.
Yes, Colonel, I suspected that. Now, are there other white men in Bhutan's outfit?
Only white tiger, Swan.
Who's the white tiger, Colo?
Him all time talk much loud. Colo thinks him crazy.
I think it's Ronnie Hawkins.
The one you were looking for, old man Hawkins' son?
It might be, Lil. I wish I could see him.
You'll get your chance. Jim, what about this Trent gang? What's he doing in Upper Burma?
I don't know, Lil. The last time Hawkins and I saw was in Mandalay. Then, while the battle was going on in the past, I saw her outlined against the sky high up in the rocks.
Yes, Jim. Go on. You sent Hawkins to her?
That's right. We thought she'd have a party with her and that she could help.
It looks as if she must have been alone, doesn't it?
Evidently. If there had been others with her, they would have been caught.
You believe that, Jim?
Believe what, Lil? What are you getting at?
You believe that dame was alone in the jungles of Upper Burma?
There doesn't seem to be any other answer. If she was with a party,
they would have all been captured. You said that before.
Perhaps she became separated from whomever she came with.
That's not what I think. Myra Trent is still with her party.
But, Lil, she's in Bhutan's camp.
Exactly.
Well, Lil, you don't think that she...
I don't think. I'm sure of it. That Trent dame is Bhutan's spy. Why, it's as plain as the nose on your face.
No, you're wrong, Lil. I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't? Well, she's got your buffalo, Jim. Why don't you wake up?
Oh, you'd have to prove that to me, Lil. Myra Trent seemed like a fine girl. No, I know you're wrong about her.
You think so, eh?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you asked for it. Myra Trent was working for Bhutan in Mandalay.
What?
Yes, and from what you've told me, I judge that she stuck pretty close to you.
Yes, but Lil, we met Myra Trent when our plane crashed when we were on our way to Mandalay. She was the one that gave us our first tip about Ronnie Hawkins.
Sure, and then she reported to her boss, Bhutan. He told her to stick with you. You've got to admit that Bhutan knew about every move you made before you started into the jungle.
Well, he had his men watching us.
Yeah, maybe. But how are you going to explain the fact that I saw her talking with Bhutan at the airport in Mandalay just before he took off by plane to follow you?
You saw her?
Well, you're right, I saw her. I was trailing Bhutan for Colonel Scott.
You can't understand that.
I can. Myra Trent was getting last-minute instructions from her boss. Oh, Jim, why don't you snap out of it? Listen to reason. Bhutan knew every move you made in Mandalay. The French dame shows up alone at the massacre, and now she's in Bhutan's camp with him.
Yes, but all of that might be accidental.
I suppose her little rendezvous with him at the airport was accidental, too.
Well,
you think so if you want to. I know different. I saw it. Why, she ran after him, and they walked to the plane together.
Oh, wait a minute, Little. Wait a minute. Kolo.
Yes, it's fine.
Kolo, is Miss French free in Bhutan's camp? Or is she a prisoner like Tuan Hawkins?
She's prisoner, Tuan Jim. All same like Tuan Hawkins.
When Bhutan talked to you after you were captured, what did he say?
Bhutan, he said, Tuan Hawkins die, me be slave, but Missy no die.
You hear that, Jim? I guess that ought to clinch it. Now, do you believe what I've been telling you?
I don't know what to think, Lil.
Well, I'll tell you what to think. Your girlfriend, Myra Trent, is a spy.
Meanwhile, in Bhutan's camp, order has been restored. Bhutan is talking with Myra Trent and the White Devil Sahib, who is known as the Tiger.
Oh, Tiger, when you found me bound hand and foot, you were going to kill me.
I'll kill him.
Oh, don't harm him, Bhutan. He's not responsible.
You will allow me to do as I see fit, Miss Trent. My men must know who is master here.
But
silence. Tiger, I am going to give you one more chance. Do you understand?
What do you want, Bhutan?
Two things. And if you fail in either, you are to die.
I kill you, Bhutan!
Silence! Go find the slave, Kolo, and bring him to me. Then take some men and find out if that plane that was heard overhead last night landed. If it did, you are to kill whoever was in it.
One thing more.
My slaves are waiting outside with the ancient one. Bring him in.
The old one.
Yes, and hurry.
You, bring the old one.
Yes, I said,
hurry. I'll take him in.
Ronnie, boy.
Come with me, old one.
Ronnie.
Come quickly through this door. Bhutan wants to see you.
So, Bhutan's got your bulldoze too, I think. Using you as a blinking
cat. Get inside. Go on.
Ah, Mr. Hawkins. I'm glad to see you again.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Mr. Hawkins.
Oh, I assure you, the young lady is quite safe, Mr. Hawkins. For the time being, I think that it would be best if she stays here.
What are you planning, Bhutan?
Are you going to free us?
The time is not yet ripe, Miss Trent. However, as I was saying, Mr. Hawkins, I am glad to see you. I wish to apologize for any rough treatment you may have received from my men.
Glad to see me, are you?
Are you offering us your apology, Prince Bhutan?
Yes, Miss Trent. I feel that we all need to understand each other better.
What trick have you got up your sleeve, Bhutan? You're a sneaking, murdering rat, and you know it.
Oh, Mr. Hawkins, please. Perhaps there has been a mistake.
Ah, you would do well to take counsel from your fair companion, Mr. Hawkins. I bear you no malice.
I believed you once, Bhutan. Back in Shanghai it was. But I'll not make that same mistake again. I thought Jungle Jim was wrong when he said you were behind this tiger claw mark.
Perhaps you condemn too easily. The laws of our jungle country are often cruel.
Cruel.
Oh, Mr. Hawkins, you must listen.
You're a young girl, Miss Flint. I know his kind. Bhutan's slippery tongue once fooled me in Shanghai. I told poor Jim that he was my friend.
I was your friend.
Then if you were, why did you kill Jungle Jim Bradley?
He interfered where he was not wanted.
And now he's lying in a mountain pass with one of your bullets in his head.
Unfortunately, that had to happen. Jungle Jim Bradley was a spy.
A spy?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe
it's it. It's a freaky lie, Bhutan. He came into this jungle to help me.
If that had been true, Mr. Hawkins, he would be alive today. I wish I could make you understand that.
I understand just one thing, and that is that you're a murdering rat and a liar. Bhutan won't do you any good, Bhutan.
You leave me but one course of action, my dear Mr. Hawkins. I've killed men before for doubting my word.
Then I'm warning you. You'd better kill me now, Bhutan. If you don't, I'll certainly kill you.
While Bhutan has been talking with Hawkins and Myra Trent, Jungle Jim, the man they believe dead, has been approaching nearer and nearer to their camp.
Keep down a little. I think that I just saw a hut through the trees.
That is House of Bhutan, Tuan Jim.
You're foolish to come this close, Jim. You might be seen. Don't forget, a great many of Bhutan's men must know you by sight.
I'll take the chance. I want to get a look at the camp. Then I'll go back while you and Kolo go in. I've been thinking about your plan to enter the camp, and I think I've worked out a scheme that will fool Bhutan.
Leave that to me, Jim.
No. No, listen, Little. You want to get into the camp, and we also want Kolo to return with you.
That's right.
All right, then how's this? Let's have Kolo take you to Bhutan. He can say that he saw the airplane falling last night and ran after it, and that you were the only one in the plane.
I get it. That'll make Bhutan think that Kolo found me and immediately reported to him that he's loyal to the cause of the Tigers Claw.
Right. And it will give Kolo an excuse for leaving the camp. And at the same time, get you in.
Okay, it's a go. Now, do you understand what we want you to do, Kolo?
Yes, Timothy. Me take you to Bhutan. Say, me find you in Erwalam.
That's right, Kolo. Now, let's see if we can work our way a little closer. Wait. We're close enough.
Oh, you ought to go back, Tim.
Just a minute. I want to get the plan of the camp. You say this is Bhutan's hut nearest us, Kolo?
Yes, it's one here. Others behind. Good.
Lil, I'm going to keep in the jungle on this side of the camp. I can stay closer and not run as much chance of being seen. Now, if you need me...
There's someone coming around the corner of Bhutan's hut.
It's a white man.
In Tiger Clan.
Oh, so that's the man they call the Tiger, eh? Hey, Lil, he does look a little like Hawkins.
What's he doing? Look, he's peeking in Bhutan's window.
There's something going on in that hut there. I wish we could get closer.
And get caught. Wait, Jim. Look, the tiger's coming this way.
Get down.
He's going to sit down right near us on that log.
We've got to be careful. If even a twig breaks, he'll hear us.
I know. Jim, look at that man's eyes. He's insane. See the way his lips are moving.
Quiet, Bill. Be able to hear you.
Jim, did you hear?
It's all a blank. I can't remember. But that old man's face. I know I've seen it before. Somewhere.
Did you hear that, Lil?
Yes, but what does it mean?
He's talking about his father. I'm sure now, Lil, that the man they call the Tiger is Ronnie Hawkins.
Will Ronnie remember his father and turn on Bhutan? And what of Shanghai Lil's reception in Bhutan's camp? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, the Little King, and Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.